Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like you're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we come across one of my favorite chapters as it points to the summit and says, "Now go." Yeah, I'm looking at you, Titus 1, and I'm saying thanks, Paul. In Titus, Paul begins to outline the qualifications for those that are called to be elders in the church. In my context, we look at this as the bar that all leaders should be reaching for. We go as far as to bake it into our leadership covenant. And Paul opens the chapter with laying out the broad understanding of his calling as a servant to God. This calling he specifically embraces is one that must generally apply to all those who claim to follow Jesus. With all of my talk about freedom in just about every context, followers of Jesus are only free in Him. This truly means that our freedom in another light is actually slavery to God. It is a committed servitude to the Father. Paul goes on to address the special nature of his call that defines him as a special messenger or apostle, chosen to represent God before people groups to which he has been sent. While I do believe there are separations between the biblical understanding of an apostle and generally being sent as an apostle, I know that there is a sense in which all followers of Jesus are being sent, much like the 70 or 72 we see in the Gospels going with intentionality and purpose to reach those afar with the truth. I believe in that regard, the question we must wrestle down to the ground is, what does that sending look like for us? And to whom are we specifically sent? This is at the heart of our missionary journey. And don't be mistaken, as a believer, you too are a missionary. In the same way that Christ was a missionary being sent by God to the world. With that overarching understanding, Paul addresses those who are specifically called by God to lead others in the missionary experience toward Jesus. With no desire to summarize all the qualifications, there are some that I believe encapsulate the heart of them all, in the same way that love God and love people encapsulates the heart of all the law of Moses. Leaders must be known as ones who are full of integrity and full of the Spirit. The leader's history of integrity would be seen through their public and private life. Integrity can be defined as being whole and undivided, meaning what is true of you in one context remains true in another. The leader's relationship with spouse and or children, and their relationship with believers and strangers will be contexts that bear this reality out. What's their reputation in each of these contexts? And is it one of integrity that demonstrates a sound and faithful life throughout? If we aspire to be leaders, we must also be ones filled with and led by the Spirit. Living life in such a way looks like being disciplined, loving righteousness, and teaching people the ways of obedience to God and His Spirit. Leading in the ways of the pure faith and adherence to the truth is only possible through the Spirit's help. Therefore, leaders must have a firm and fruit-verifiable life in God. Their actions will demonstrate that they are truly chained to Christ, as Paul would say, and that they do not live life according to their flesh, but by obedience to the Spirit. While these are qualifications of an elder, according to Titus, can you not easily see why they should truly be the bar of what it means to be a growing follower of Christ? Let us all determine to pursue these in our daily lives and to invite other believers to hold us accountable to this, so that we can be those who care for others the way that Jesus did, and watch as our joy in the Lord continues to grow. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the example that is laid out before us in the way that Titus is being led by Paul. Lord, we receive that you are leading us all to rise to the occasion, to step into the great call that you've given each of us, whether it be to leadership within the church, within our families, in our communities, whatever our sphere of influence is. We know that it is something that is going to need your absolute strength and power to do it. So, Lord God, we call upon your Spirit. Would you lead us? We are here to follow you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, everybody, that is another episode of the 5 by the Fire podcast. Make sure you head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave your comments, prayer requests on over there. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate this on iTunes and share it so others are blessed by God's word. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.